Listen to a scripture reading read today from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during their high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went out into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
I realized as I came in this morning in the first service and heard the first notes of our jazz group this morning that the image of using jazz was the way that I had been approaching Scripture in a way this week, because I had been listening to all the sounds that I heard in this Scripture text. And while a symphony orchestra has many sounds, in jazz it seems that we can hear them blend, the instruments blend together and then soar one above each other, and each has its special turn. And so the sounds seem to stand out in different ways. So listen with me this morning to the sounds at the opening of this Scripture text. The sounds of the Empire of Rome as the hierarchy of government is named to us. Can you hear them? The sounds of legions gathering, orders shouted for correct formation, the clash of swords, the crunch of boots as they move through the towns and the countryside, perhaps building roads, but also perhaps extorting food and money from the peasants, asking them to carry their packs a mile, which by law they could do. The sounds of trumpets and horses' bridles, these were the sounds of empire. Can you hear the sounds of the courts of power? Voices advising, arguing, making plans for the next conquest. Pens scratching upon perhaps papyrus or on tablets, making decrees for higher taxes. Cynical voices bargaining and blackmailing. Laughter and the clink of glasses at banquets. Jokes made perhaps at the expense of those who were serving the more elite. Can you hear the sounds of the temple? The Jewish courts of law, the local synagogues. There is, of course, the chant of the prayers and the intoning of the scriptures, voices debating and teaching. But there are in the corners whispered questions. How long will we live under the heel of Rome? Will there come a leader, as there has before, to save us from the oppression? Shh, don't ask that. Just keep the laws. Live a decent life. Keep your head down. Don't make trouble. Sounds of scattered coins being dropped in the temple treasury box, and the squawk of birds as they are sacrificed for the repentance of sins. A cacophony of sounds at the beginning of our text, just in the listing of these leaders of the people. Now take a deep breath and pause. and come out to the wilderness outside the seats of power. A wilderness that does not look too different from the land that we know in southwestern Colorado and northern New Mexico, kind of a high desert plains, deep canyons kind of land. Where are you standing? In the depths of an arroyo and the top of a mesa and a pasture leading down to the river that is winding through the country? What do you hear? The wind in the trees? A crow high overhead? Small creatures running through the grass? Or the cry of a wild dog? The lapping of the river against the shore? Silence? Out of that deep silence comes a figure, and comes the call of the prophet. We hear his call as it echoes across the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord." Or if you're like me, you might hear that old song from the 70s. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight God's paths. Every valley must be filled and every hill made low, and the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth, and all flesh shall hear the salvation of God. Now the people of this time came out to hear the prophet because they lived in very troubled times. Under the hard oppression of Rome, and there was violence all around them, they came to hear the prophets, to hear the word of the Lord, to ask questions and to seek answers. And we have come today to do the same, because we too live in very troubled times. It is Advent, and we are preparing for the joy of Christmas. We have sung such beautiful, joyful songs with profound words this morning. We're getting Christmas trees and decorating them. We're again wrapping gifts. We're making cookies. It's a wonderful time. And yet we know that the backdrop of this Advent is a time of despair and aching and deep, deep questioning of what is happening in our world and in our country. The sounds of the empires of our times are echoing in our ears. Gunshots and bombs and hate-filled speech, news conferences with hourly updates and vows of retaliation, weeping at memorial services and funerals for those slain, controversial voices of prayer, political rhetoric with desperate solutions. And so we come this morning to hear the prophet with the same pleas. Help! Stop the violence. What should we do? We don't know what to do. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make God's paths straight. Fill up the low places. Plain down the mountains until there is a level playing field for all, so that all flesh, all nations, all peoples may hear and experience and know the saving grace of God. This is a promise. And it is a commandment from God. Hear the promise. God is saying to the prophet, I will be with you to make the way. I come to comfort. I love you dearly. You and all the peoples of the earth, my heart is breaking. I am weeping with you and for you as you experience all of this violence. Follow me, and we will make the way smooth for justice and peace. That is the promise. Hear the commandment. You have work to do, my friends. You are charged to make straight the winding, convoluted, corrupt, and devious ways of our violent and power-hungry world. But to do so, you must first prepare the way through the winding recesses of your hearts and souls. Prepare and make the way smooth and straight for your heart to receive God through repentance and forgiveness. Then I will lead you into the actions the world needs. You see, the prophet does not call us to revenge or to retaliation, to hatred or to guilt. We are not called to cower behind walls of defensiveness, pretending that the violence of our time has nothing to do with us. And I don't know about you, but I've definitely been tempted to do that a few times this week. La, 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 la. Can't take it in. But that is not what we are called to do. We are also not called to give easy answers, because what needs to be solved and the ways that need to be made straight in our world cannot be solved only with better legislation for guns and ammunition, or only with better health care for mental illness, or only by dismantling of terrorism in all forms and all places. All of these actions are very, very necessary. And yet, the prophet's call from God goes beyond these even. God is calling us to repentance for the forgiveness of sins. We are being called to change, make a 360-degree turn in our hearts. I believe it is a call to very deep prayer. Prayer that is not lightly given, prayer that we do not finish and then go on and never think about, but prayer that is part of our whole beings. In Psalms 106, I think it is, the psalm is attributed to David, and it has David saying to God, "And I am prayer. I am standing here before you as if a poor man stood in rags and in bare feet, not having eaten for days before a king. Would this man need to say anything at all?" No, his whole being would be prayer. I believe that is the prayer that we are called to as we come to hear the prophet's voice today. Not just prayer for the suffering of the victims. Yes, we pray for them, but also prayer for ourselves as witnesses to the violence and as participants, unwilling and unknowing that we may be in the fallen systems of our world. Prayer for forgiveness for ourselves. And prayers, yes, even prayers for forgiveness for the perpetrators of violence. This is a prayer of repentance, my friends. Metanoia, the 360 degrees turn from retaliation to forgiveness that will fuel our actions and our activism to make change in the world, to make the path straight so that all peoples, no matter their faith or creed, may experience the saving love and grace of God. It is the change of hearts that we must pray for so that actions may change. Reinhold Niebuhr, that wonderful theologian of the 20th century, said, "Nothing we can do, however virtuous, can be accomplished alone. Therefore, we are only saved by love." Here in this community, this faith community, where we come and we join together to know the love of God, to broaden the love of God, to share the love of God, I'm going to ask you to pray once again with me this morning. I will begin and I will end the prayer and guide us through with some prompts, but there will be moments of silence for you to utter, to feel the prayers of your hearts as we move from lament and anger through grief to confession to forgiveness and then to the questions of change. Will you pray with me? Holy One, we come this morning hearing the sounds of military might echo through our world, the debate and strategies from the halls of government, and the prayers from communities of faith around the world, as if in a symphony, sometimes of harmony and sometimes of dissonance. We come with heavy hearts, grieving, angry, very troubled by the events of the week and of the past few weeks. We come with hearts also full of joy and thanksgiving for the leadership of our youth in making straight the ways of God through their sleeping out to raise awareness and to raise funds for the Homeless Prevention Initiative. And so it is with mixed feelings that we stand before you, numb, joyful, expectant, brokenhearted. But in this next few moments, give us the courage, O God, to lift up all those hard feelings we may have been ignoring this week, of sorrow, of anger, of helplessness. Bring vulnerability to our hearts that we may feel the feelings and place them in your hands in this next moment of silence. Holy One, we stand before you as people who are trying to be good, trying to show up in your world for your love. And yet we know that we can be complicit and participating, even when we don't know it, in the anger and in the violence of the world. Show us where we may contribute to the polarization. Help us to ask these questions. Where do I foster suspicion of others who are different? Where do I foster destruction of relationship through grudges that I hold against those I know well and those I barely know? Where am I reluctant to ask forgiveness from someone because I want to be right instead of loving? Hear our confessions, O God. We want so deeply to turn and follow you, to live within your ways of love, and so open our hearts in these next moments to receive your forgiveness, that we may learn to forgive. Help us to receive that forgiveness that has been present for us since the beginning and before time. Help us to receive that forgiveness and know that we are loved just as we are, even when we feel helpless, even when we feel ashamed or embarrassed, that we do have angry feelings. Forgive our anger and our need to hurt others when we are hurt, rather than use our words to find healing and to say sorry with wholeheartedness. Hear our pleas for forgiveness and the cries of help we lift to forgive others. O God, as a community that seeks to follow Christ through his life, death, and resurrection, we lift up the perpetrators of violence into your forgiving heart. For we know that we do not always have the strength of soul to forgive them ourselves. We ask, God, that you bless those who suffer this day from many things, but particularly from the violence of this world. We ask that you bless those of us who witness their suffering and feel so helpless. We ask that you bless and forgive those, in particular, who are so full of pain that they create the suffering of others. May our prayers change us, O God. May they make straight the pathways in our hearts to hear anew your covenant of peace and hope and abundance, so that through our spiritual and political actions and concerns, our deeds, our words, starting with the smallest issues that present us in our families and branching out into all the world, may we be changed by your love, your forgiveness, by our confession, our acceptance, and joy in your love. And teach us to make peace. Amen.